Welcome to Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise podcast number 125 on February 7th, 2016. Super Bowl Sunday, no less, right? I'm not much of a football fan. I like the bodies that are underneath all of the padding and everything. I like the way the quarterback stands in back of the center like he's fucking him. I kind of like that part. But other than that, I tend to cheer for whatever team does amazing things, and I don't have any alliances, and so I thought it'd be a great day to do a podcast for you all, so that after you're all done with your Super Bowl parties, and either you are sad because your team didn't win, or you're very happy because the team you wanted to win did actually win, you'll have something to listen to in case you're looking for something else to do. Because it's never a bad time to listen to a Pegging Paradise podcast. So, okay, check this out, everybody. The first thing I'm going to do, and I've done this before on several podcasts, is to talk about my Google Analytics search results. So what Google Analytics does for me is it shows me what search terms you guys use to find me. And there are some really interesting things in there. So I've snapped up a couple of really nice domains because so many people were putting those search words in order to find me. But there's also patterns, of course, and sometimes it's downright hysterical. So let me share some with you. I'm going to read you these in categories. So these are the ones that men sent in, clearly. And you'll recognize the common themes here, because these are themes we talk about all the time here. So this category is definitely from the men. How to ask a girl about pegging. How can I talk my wife into pegging? How do I convince my wife to peg me? Convince the wife to feminize and peg me. How to convince wife to wear strap-on. A lot of wives in there. So, yes, convincing. How do I talk to her? How do I convince her? If any of you are listening who found me with these search terms, you will by now hopefully have found podcast number 112. The link is still in the upper right of my blog for now. Of course, that may change after a while. But podcast number 112 is specifically for those ladies to listen to and introduce them to the concept. And let's move on for the search terms. And the next one is the very common misconception of straight or gay. Can straight men want to be pegged? Does pegging mean I'm gay? Does it make a guy gay if a woman fucks him? Does it make you gay if your wife fucks you in the butt? Are men that get pegged straight? All of a sudden, my straight husband is into anal play. Is he gay? Ooh, so much fear there, so much fear. And what I'm always amazed about is that none of these people mention bisexual. None of them. They go straight to the 180. Because, you know, what I always say is, if your partner wants to explore the other sex, if your partner's fucking you, that makes them bisexual. It doesn't make them gay. And I know that that's just a technicality, but still, it's important. So, no, none of these mean that your partner is gay. It is possible that your partner may have some hidden behind the scenes, unexpressed, or perhaps even subconscious bi curiosity that can be activated, or his interest can grow in that area of his body. So the bi curiosity may become a little bit stronger after he gets pegged, after he gets fucked in the ass. There certainly are men who wonder what it would be like to have the real thing. Those, as far as I've been able to discern, since nobody does studies on these numbers and things, are in the minority, okay? So I don't want to present this like, oh, don't worry about it, he's not gay. And he's probably not bisexual either, because it's quite possible that he does have some bi-curiosity or bisexual urges. Just because a man is into anal play does not mean he has bi-curious urges. Just because a man all of a sudden really likes anal play and likes to get fucked in the ass does not mean that he now does not like breasts and soft skin and pussies, and he suddenly has strong yearnings for muscles and hairy bodies and dicks, okay? It's not the way it works, people. It's not the way it works. But I know there's so many people out there that have so much fear about this. And as you'll notice, the fear comes from both sides. There are women going, okay, is my husband gay? Because all of a sudden he wants ass play. And there's guys saying, does pegging mean I'm gay? So take a deep breath, everybody, and try to move away a little bit from this binary type of descriptor, if you will. Because sexuality is not binary. There does exist bisexuality. And plus, labels are just a beginning. And from then you have to ask questions. You know, it's possible that there's a married couple, he's been straight his whole life, but then she pegs him, and he's bi-curious. He never ever acts on that bi-curiosity, but perhaps it's something that they play around with in their fantasies. Having fear about it just means you really need to communicate a little bit more. If you communicate it, get it all out there, then everybody can take a deep breath and deal with what's out there, as opposed to freaking out about, I'm not going to touch his ass because that will make him gay, or I'm not going to let her put anything in my ass because that means I'm gay. No, no. Ass play does not automatically mean homosexual. Ass play does not automatically mean bisexual. So take a deep breath and relax, everybody, relax. Okay, now let's hear some of the search terms from the women here. I love to peg a man. Wife fantasy to peg husband. How do I convince my husband to let me peg him? How to get your husband to try pegging. And this one is one of my favorites. I only let him have an orgasm when I peg him. And this probably isn't from a woman, but I had to put it right underneath that last one. I only let him have an orgasm when I peg him, because it's quite possible this is her partner, right? This search term phrase is only orgasm by pegging now. So it's almost like that's her partner, right? Okay, and moving on. Do you have to be submissive to enjoy pegging? Women's thoughts on pegging their husband. Those last two, I'm not really sure if they were from women or not, but they seem to fit in the category. What's cool here is, like, I wish I could just find you guys and match you up. You know, how do I convince my husband to let me peg him? How do I get my wife to peg me? Right? You see that there is definitely things happening on both sides, which should reassure and give hope to the men and inspire and give hope to the women as well. Then we move on to some search terms that are regarding location. Some of them are very basic. Strap-on Pittsburgh, strap-on partner in Burbank. But the one that was the most fascinating to me is this one. Stories and videos of women pegging men in North New Jersey. That's really specific. It's kind of, it. You know what it makes it sound like? Is that the stories and videos have to take place in North New Jersey. In other words, that's where the story has to happen, right? That's where the video has to be filmed. Stories and videos of women pegging men in North New Jersey. So whoever wrote that in, you got some kind of intense connection with North New Jersey. Most likely other than just living there. Okay, and then a couple of them for equipment. Toys for getting pegged while on top. Okay, this was very interesting because usually when for getting pegged while on top, I'm assuming it was a man that wrote that in, okay? And I'm not sure if he means on top. In the normal sense, a man, if he's on top, would normally mean missionary position, right? Because the other answer to the question is toys for getting pegged while on top. Well, any strap-on that I've been talking about, you know, in all these podcasts would be fine for a woman to wear and then him to get on her and ride her in cowboy fashion, okay? And that is what I would also call being on top. But for some reason, I get the impression that he's wanting to fuck her while he's getting pegged. Now, minus the addition of another human being with a dick or a strap on, you are going to need to just be happy with insertable butt plugs and things like that. There is nothing that I know of that can actually mimic thrusting while you are actually fucking a woman underneath you. So in case that's what you meant, sir, that's all the information I have for you. The next equipment search term, best lube for pegging. Ooh, that's an easy one. That's a very easy one. Slickwood Silk is the holy grail of pegging lubes, bar none. It's got none of the bad stuff in it, all of the good. It's got 12% silicone and the rest is water-based. It will not harm your silicone toys. It's got an emollient texture, so it's got some heft to it. It's not too thin. Plus, it doesn't stain. I mean, I could go on and on and on, and clearly I am, because it really is so true. I have found the holy grail of pegging lubes. And I'm not sure if I mentioned this already on the podcast, but it bears repeating. When I went to the anime show, the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo, because anime conventions and shows do not sell sex lube. Okay, back to the anime show. When I went there, I finally got to meet the guy who owns this company, Dean. And Dean, I came up and I said, so I've been singing your praises because you make like the holy grail of pegging lubes. And he said, well, let me give you a hug for that. And then he started to hug me and he goes, or maybe I should turn around. Yes, I'm very used to that joke at the show. I have other people do that too, other guys. So it was great to meet him. Makes the best lubes out there, bar none. So yes, it's liquid silk. Don't make the mistake of getting the organic just because you're a purist and you want everything to be organic. The organic has aloe vera in it and it gets sticky and dries out. Don't get that shit for pegging, okay? It's not shit. Don't get that stuff for pegging. It's liquid silk. Get it. And if you order it through enticeme.com, use the coupon code RUBY for 20% off. Moving on with the search terms. Couple who were just sort of wondering, can a guy come more than once from pegging? Absolutely he can. There are guys who have multiple orgasms and they just keep having these waves of orgasms when a woman pegs them. Let's see, what's the next one? Why does it feel good when a woman pegs a man's asshole? Well, that's all about the prostate. The prostate is very similar to the woman's G-spot, and the prostate is capable of providing just as much pleasure, if not more, than a woman's G-spot is to providing her that kind of pleasure. So it's all about the prostate. That's what feels so good. And the last one in the wondering category, why do some women enjoy playing with cocks? Now that's an interesting one. I'm not sure if that person really wanted to find my website. I honestly didn't pay attention to how much time they spent there, but they weren't really putting in any search words that indicate that they're into pegging at all. But who knows? Maybe that's what they were. Why do some women enjoy playing with cocks? I can only tell you how I feel about that. I love playing with cocks because it's like the ultimate power trip. And goodness knows I'm into control and dominance and power, right? When I have that cock and I'm playing with it, and I'm talking about a real life, when I'm talking about his, okay, it's just a thrill to be able to do things and watch him moan and twist and groan and feel it get hard underneath my fingers, feel it twitch, feel it do things when I'm putting my fingers in his ass. And most of all, feel it throb inside my mouth as he comes down my throat. How many of you guys out there are hard right now? That's why I like playing with his cock. Now, it's really obvious why I like playing with mine, because that's all we do is talk about that all day, right? Okay, a couple of search term things about me now. How old is Ruby Ryder? Check it. Ruby Ryder is 58 years old, swear to God. I may not look it, I may not act it, I certainly don't feel it, but I am 5'8". There's only two in the Ruby category. Ruby Ryder latex. Okay, honestly, I don't have any latex. But also, honestly, I would like to have some latex. So whoever wrote that in, if you would like to gift me with some latex, I would so be a happy Ruby Ryder. Now, at the very end of the search term segment here is the winner, okay? The hysterical one, the unusual one, the bizarre, right? This one wins the prize. I mean, who took the time to type all this in? Fat ladies who love pegging a man in the ass with a 25-inch cock. I'll read that again for you, just so you can laugh. Fat ladies who love pegging a man in the ass with a 25-inch cock. Winner. Absolute winner. If you actually put that search term in, and you found my website by putting that search term in, and you're actually listening to this podcast, write me and let me know, and I'll give you a free erotica subscription for a year. And please be aware that not everybody can just call in and go, yeah, that was me, because I got your IP number, dude. You know, I'm assuming it's a man. It could be a woman. Could be. Could be a woman out there who is a BBW, who loves putting a strap on that's 25 inches long. So, have I twisted your world a little bit? All right, we are done with search terms. Search terms are so much fun every once in a while, you guys. Okay, let's move on. This was an email that I got. First off, I have to tell you, the very first vibrator I ever had was a beautiful, deep ruby color. I loved it and felt compelled to name it, of course, Ruby. I used Ruby long after it stopped vibrating and still think of it any time I see that beautiful color or hear the name Ruby. Logically, this means I already have warm feelings towards you. The other reason I have warm feelings towards you is because my husband got up the nerve to really open himself up to me after listening together to your podcast addressed to women regarding trying pegging. Now, you kind of know my husband. He wrote you and you read his email on episode 124. I know you get tons of emails, so I don't expect you to remember, but you answered questions about the toys and accessories we ordered, as well as steering us in a calmer direction due to his very sexy yet sensitive ass. He was the guy who kind of sort of had an outer body experience. I was honestly completely surprised that my husband would write to anyone about sex. I'll be blunt. I was pleased, and then she put a little smiley face. Anyway, I had brought up his prostate and being open to exploring it with him a couple of times through the years, but he wasn't open to it at all. Then, like a week or two ago, I mentioned seeing an amateur pegging video and thought it was sweet and hot. I was telling him that I had never seen a sweet video of pegging before. That's all I said. 24 hours later, my finger is playing with and joyfully exploring my beloved husband's ass. 24 hours after that, he's playing your podcast for me about pegging and how to bring it up to your partner. I'm not sure how long it would have taken him to bring it up without your reassurance. I'm certainly glad he did, so thanks for that. Thank you also for helping me verbalize some of the feelings I was having. You said it was a gift. I knew exactly what you meant. I felt so truly honored that he would be so vulnerable with me and also so bravely trusting of me. Plus, I can't express how much I get off on being able to get him to moan and glow from pure enjoyment. So yeah, thanks for that too. I'm super excited about going on this adventure with my husband. I feel like we're really getting an insight and appreciation for each other in a way I'm not sure it could be gained any other way. I love it, yet sometimes it scares me. My husband and I have always shared mad chemistry. We are innately tuned into each other's bodies in a way I had never experienced or even knew was possible. He is the first and only partner to make me squirt, and I could keep him going and suck his cock for hours until he figuratively exploded. Now I'm a beginner again, and honestly, I'm a little worried I won't be mind-blowingly good. Also, I'm kind of a blunt person, so here it goes. I'm afraid my pussy won't feel as good as before. His cock deep inside of me is one of my most favorite things, and used to be one of his as well. Now I worry it will not bring him the same kind of pleasure. I know we will find our way, and the joy of this adventure far outweighs any fears or concerns I have, but any insight you have is very welcome. Thanks again. Oh, thanks for writing in. I can't tell you how special it is for us to hear both sides of a story. It's really, really helpful, because knowing one side of the story, you never really know what's happening in the other partner's head, and hearing both sides is really quite a treat. So thank you for sharing this, first of all. Now, let me go back to a few things that I noticed. You are a beginner again. Yes, you are. Because if you have listened to any of my podcasts or read some of my blog, you'll know that pegging doesn't come easy because you've never had a cock. So you are a beginner again in that sense, 100%. So the learning curve is steep. Don't expect to be excellent right off the bat. Allow yourself room for learning and mistakes. And put some humor in there. Laugh about it, because sometimes in learning the whole pegging formula, there are some pretty hysterical things that can happen. There really are. It's a little bit difficult. You have to get used to it. You have to get those muscles working. So back to the whole point about you being a beginner. Yes, you are. And you have to get used to it. You have to play with it. And the most fun about all of that is that it means practice. It means more sexy times. It means more exploration. And it means exploring brand new things with each other, which is always so exciting. Oh my gosh. So enjoy those sessions. Talk afterwards about what worked, what didn't. And, you know, sometimes it's really helpful to get hints about how to fuck someone from someone who has had a cock a long time, which would be your husband. So if he's willing to give you pointers and you're willing to accept those, that would be awesome too, because he knows exactly how to work a cock. In fact, you make it quite clear when you wax poetic about your sexual relationship that he knows exactly how to use a cock quite well. So let's see. Moving on from there, you mention you're afraid your pussy won't feel as good before. Okay, my first reaction to that is this. There's a lot of men that say that getting pegged and feeling that prostate stimulation is a completely different kind of pleasure than feeling their cock get stroked. It's a very different kind of pleasure. In fact, there are a fair number of men who really don't want penile stimulation at the same time that they're getting prostate stimulation. They say it sort of distracts because the quality of that pleasure that they feel because of prostate stimulation is something that they want to sink into and concentrate on and enjoy. And having their cock stroked apparently can be a distraction. Now, that's not all men. There are other men out there who, when they get fucked in the ass, they can't keep their hands away from their cock, in which case I would suggest tying them up, but that's just me. Now, you're afraid your pussy won't feel as good as before. Okay, so I think part of what you're addressing here is the whole point that prostate stimulation combined with penile stimulation, or the orgasms that result from prostate stimulation, are normally quite a bit stronger. In fact, they've been described as being 10 times as strong as a normal orgasm. So that's a pretty damn cool thing, right? That is way awesome. So have patience with him if he is enamored of this for a while. But be honest with him, because what he needs to know is that there are some nights where it really needs to be all about his dick and your pussy, because you love his dick so much. And tell him that. I suspect if you are open about this, you communicate it with him, that he is going to be so grateful that you are exploring this new territory with him and so excited about it, that he will really want to give back. The good giving and game thing. This is the giving part, giving of equal time and pleasure. He's going to want to rock your world because you are rocking his, okay? Express this to him. Try not to worry about it, and you guys talk about it. And if it comes down to it, and he feels like he really wants to get pegged all the time, because this happens occasionally, then schedule it. It sounds unsexy, but when you schedule pegging, that way he knows he's going to get pegged every so often, and he can look forward to it, and he knows when to prepare. And you guys can, like, sexy text each other all day long and stuff like that leading up to it. But you also will be scheduling regular sex. Okay, so that same thing, you can sexy text each other all day long, and you know you're going to get that dick in your pussy, which is what you really want. So yeah, it's a give and take, and he sounds like a real sweet guy in terms of being the giving part. So just express this to him, and I think it'll be just fine. In fact, I look forward to hearing some more emails from you guys. I really do, because you're off to a really, really nice start. Oh, and you know what? Let me mention one more thing. So, okay, you fucking him. That's pegging. That's fine. You really like his dick in your pussy. So think about this. How about his dick is in your pussy, fucking you like you love, and he's wearing a vibrating butt plug? Or, since he's the sensitive guy, perhaps no vibration. I forgot about that. That kind of mixes it up a little bit. He has those amazing, amazing orgasms, but he has them while he's fucking you. So consider that, yes. And thank you so much again for writing in and telling your side of the story. It was delightful to hear from you. Alrighty, next letter is another email. You mentioned that people can write you an email to ask questions, and that's why I'm here. I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for a year now. Of course, I've always dreamed about anal on me and pegging. So after listening to your podcast for the women, I got the courage to ask her to try it and first listen to your podcast. Thankfully, she said yes and was fine with it. We did it 2 or 3 times up until now. At first, she went in too deep, sometimes too fast. However, she's kind of got it now. But I'd be glad if you can give me some tips to tell her on how to get better at penetrating me, if you can. Second, first we used a strap-on which was double-sided and vibrated. However, it was kind of cheap made and slipped out of her vagina on occasion, which was kind of annoying. Now we got a real harness, which feels nice for her to wear, and I can also change the dildo strapped on it, which is a lot better. But she often tells me that she does it, quote, for me, end quote, because she likes pleasuring me. However, I love her a lot. That's why I want to give something back. How can I give her pleasure simultaneously to make it more enjoyable for her? We bought the vibrating one because she said she'd have something out of it as well, which is nice. Good thing is that we are really open-minded when it comes to sex, etc., so we got no problem there. And then he writes, sorry for any spelling mistakes. English is not my first language. Well, you did a pretty darn good job, sir. Okay, so awesome that she listened to the podcast. She said yes, and you do it 2 or 3 times. Yeah, the buying the cheap equipment right off the bat, the double ender with no harness, big mistake, but you found that out, and you got a good harness. So I noticed something here. She tells you that she does it for you because she likes pleasuring you. Okay, the part of that that I see is she likes pleasuring you, just like you like pleasuring her. You know, imagine if you were giving her oral sex. You like pleasuring her. Are you getting the exact same amount of stimulation on your cock while you go down on her? No, not unless you guys are doing 69. You like pleasuring her. You're happy to do it. She likes pleasuring you. She's happy to do it as well. So you might want to check in with her and make sure that it's an important thing for her to get simultaneous pleasure. Because it might be that it is more important for you. Men are programmed to give women pleasure during sex, and it sometimes is a very difficult thing for them to let go of when the pegging formula is brought into the equation, because they're used to pleasing women. So it's not as easy for them to just lay back and accept pleasure, which is what you do when you get pegged. She runs the fuck, she gives the pleasure to you. Now, there are ways and lots of different equipment to try to get her to the orgasm place too, but you might want to check with her and make sure that that's what she wants to do. Sometimes, when you start playing with all the equipment, it can feel a little complicated. It can feel like there's some pressure on you, or there's some pressure on her to have an orgasm, and maybe she would just rather just have fun pleasuring you and getting really good at it, and then at some point in time, or maybe not, change the equipment up, get a vibrator that works really nice, get some really good equipment that is meant to stimulate her clitoris or her G-spot, because there's different ones that do this, and I know all the best equipment, then you can do that then. But don't be in a hurry to make sure that she's getting simultaneous pleasure, and don't be in a hurry to insist that she gets something back. You say you want to give her something back. Well, fine. If you want to give her something back, then have one night where you don't do the pegging and you rock her world sexually and you do everything that she loves. Or make it a day where she's totally taken care of and you give her a massage and you make dinner and, you know, you could do something like that if you want to give back and make it clear that you're so thankful that she enjoys pleasuring you in that way that you want to do something for her as well. But please don't insist that it's simultaneous pleasure without checking in with her. There are women who say, hey, I'm not getting anything out of this, so I don't want to do it unless I get off too. But I don't think that that's her, not from what she said. So take all that into consideration. Have a conversation with her and let us know how it goes. Thank you very much for writing in and good luck exploring the pegging world. Another email. Thank you for such a great podcast and for your important work. I would like your insights and comments about something. I've heard a psychologist say that women tend to internalize sex. Certainly there is a physical internalization with being penetrated, but many women internalize sex emotionally. Have you found this emotional internalization to also be the case with men who enjoy pegging? What kind of emotional releases and reactions have you had or heard from other men after being pegged? Many thanks for your time and consideration. Fascinating question. I'm not familiar with the exact definition of internalization that psychologists mean in that sense. I am familiar with the common knowledge that women tend to have much more of an emotional component in sex. That is sort of a stereotype, and it's a stereotype for a good reason. It's a generalization because it happens a lot more. Certainly there are women out there that do not have an emotional component as deeply with sex, but that's not the majority. So it almost sounds like what you are intimating with your next question is that the reason that the emotional component is in there is because women are actually physically penetrated, or perhaps it's just me that jumped to that conclusion. But yes, you are on to something here, sir, because what happens with pegging sometimes, and I talk about this in all of my classes, is there's sometimes an emotional reaction from the men. So here's my story. I'm going to tell it one more time. And those of you who are faithful podcast listeners, just sit back or go get yourself a glass of water because you've already heard this one. So I had a boyfriend. He was a geek. So he researched sex skills on the internet and he introduced me to my G-spot. This was awesome because I'd kind of fished around in there before and I really wasn't impressed. I didn't find anything that I was impressed with, right? It's like, nope, not getting it. So we were kind of taking a breather after a whole lot of sex, a whole lot of nice hotel sex, by the way. And he started doing G-spot stimulation and it felt good. In fact, it felt really good. And I was really enjoying it. I was all relaxed laying there and he was stimulating my G-spot. And then all of a sudden I was in tears. He looked up and saw that this was the situation. He stopped doing what he was doing. He went up to the top of the bed and took me into his arms and said, just let it out, honey. And I did. And I cried for a little while because I felt safe enough to do that because he clearly was not freaked out about the situation and responded perfectly. After I calmed down, he said, so what was that? And I said, I don't know. And we both kind of laughed. After that, I researched the whole thing because he actually got me to squirt as well. I can't remember if it was that night or another night, but I went out and got the book, Deborah Sundahl's book, Female Ejaculation in the G-Spot, and I found out that it is not that unusual for women to have emotional reactions when their G-spots are stimulated. So when I teach a pegging class, I usually ask that question, how many women in this room have had an emotional reaction to G-spot stimulation? Usually about a third of them will raise their hand. So let's go over to the territory now of how similar G-spots are to prostate stimulation. So G-spots and prostates are actually the same embryonic tissue differentiated by gender. So if you're a man, it differentiates into the prostate. If you're a female, it goes to the G-spot, right? I have had men talk to me about emotional reactions as well. At first, I just read about it a little bit here and there on the internet. Some guy would be kind of blown away and write into maybe Reddit sex, and he'd be saying, my God, you know, I got pegged, and all of a sudden I was in tears, or my body was shaking, and I had this full body orgasm, and I got really emotional, and what the hell happened to me, right? This is something that's not widely talked about, so I think it happens more than we think. I don't think it happens the majority of the time, but I do think that it happens fairly regularly. I don't know if it's the same percentage guesstimation that I did, like a third of the women. Maybe it's a third of the men. But what I do know is that when I tell this story when I'm teaching my class, invariably one or two men will come up afterwards and say, thank you for talking about the emotional side of it. Well, the reason that I talk about the emotional side of it is that there I am in that pegging class with newbies wanting instruction on how to do this dance of pegging, right? But I feel a big responsibility to let these women know that there is indeed a possibility that their man will have an emotional reaction, because there is nothing more vulnerable than being in that spot of emotional reaction to that kind of stimulation. And if that's the case, well, it's even more intense because it's a man who usually isn't supposed to express emotions. That's what society's told him all of his life, and perhaps his parents, who knows? Perhaps he was raised that way. But all around him, all around men, all day long, they're encouraged not to express their emotions. So all of a sudden, something emotional is coming out, and he can't control it? Well, then you better damn well handle that situation with delicacy and with care, and do as good of a job of taking care of him when he has an emotional reaction as that guy did with me, okay? So I make everybody promise that if that happens to them, that these women will handle it well. This is not the time to get all freaked out about, oh my God, you're crying, what did I do? Did I hurt you? La 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 la. No. You just take him in your arms and say, just let it out, honey. So that's a really important thing to know. So I told that long-ass story. Long-ass story, see what I did there? Because this is so much about the emotional release and reactions, right? I do recall that in Deborah Sundahl's book, she actually said that it wasn't uncommon for women in their 50s to have this reaction. However, when I ask women in my classes, I get all different ages. So I don't think it's just older women. And I'm not sure who is most likely to experience it among the men. But yes, emotional releases. What have I had? I've had a guy get really, really emotional and teary and just want to be held. I have heard stories of men just kind of losing it, so to speak. See, I don't even like the language that our society is built up around tears. Let me start that sentence over again. I have heard of men just all of a sudden bursting into tears, and their partners write me and are kind of freaked out. Unfortunately, sometimes their partners get scared away from pegging because of it, because it's a really intense thing. And of course, initially, it feels like you've hurt the person. I don't know how many of you out there are familiar with the Shrek movie. Well, there's a moment in the very first Shrek movie where he says, better out than in. And that's the way I look at it. If you've got some tears come up, let them out. And ideally, your partner knows how to handle that. Just hold you and be there for you. That's really all you need to do. So thanks for that question, because it's something that doesn't get addressed often enough. I appreciate you writing in. Okay, here is another one. My man has been begging me for 2 years to allow him to fuck me in the ass. So we joke about it. I'll let you if you let me. And I've jokingly told him about the prostate stimulation for men, because I had read it somewhere else. Well, we got our first couple of toys, a dildo, in the mail about a month ago, and to my surprise, he seemed overly eager to let me stick it in his ass. I thought it was just because he wanted to get it over with so he could fuck me in the ass. And honestly, I did not think he would even let me do it. Well, he stuck his ass in the air and instantly loved it and made me fuck him until he came. And I mean, this was a vagina-sized dildo on the first try, no taking it slow about it. It turns out that he had been wanting to try it for a while, quote unquote, and swears he's never done it with anyone else. And it kind of freaked me out, to be honest. Not so much the act, but that it just happened so fast, and I had no idea what was going on. Because I had expected him to talk a big game and then not even let me get near his bum. And I think I messed up a little by just pretending to be totally fine with it from the beginning. I am fine with it because it's sexy to me that I get to please him so much. However, I think pretending to be so into it and not taking time to process what was going on screwed me. Because now we've gone from me being the submissive one for 2 years to him wanting bottom stuff every night, wanting me to call him a bitch boy, wanting me to fist him, and him ordering sissy panties online. It's all a bit much for me, especially in just 1 month, and especially because I still have trouble with how to move my hips and whatnot. And I do enjoy doing this for him, and I do get some pleasure out of being in control, but I just don't know how to tell him to tone it back a little and take it slow without him thinking I think he's weird or strange or whatever. But our sex life just did a 180, and I need a little time to process that, haha. Also, I'm now struggling with him not being able to get hard for penis-vagina sex, which I need, and he prefers that I don't masturbate, so I feel like I'm getting the shit end of the stick. Sorry this was so long, I just need some help, Ruby. Thank you. Wow, I'll say that you're getting the shit end of the stick. Pun intended, right? Okay, first of all, it's always sort of an interesting thing when it's like, I will if you will, when you don't mean it, right? So I see that you got yourself into a little bit of a fix there. Yes, going really, really fast. You need to sit and have a conversation with him about that you need time to process this. You know, this reminds me of my interview with the Marine, Mark, some time ago. Okay, one of the things that Mark said was that he appreciated so much that his wife never reacted in a bad way and talked badly about any of the things he wanted to try. She would usually just ask for more information and for time to kind of let it sink in and process it. She always wanted more information. So I would suggest that you talk with your husband and tell him that this has all been a bit much for you and that you need to slow things down. One of the things that jumped out at me about your letter was you mentioned that, let's see where this is, he wants bottom stuff every night. Yeah, that's not okay. That's not okay, and you hear me preach this all the time. I'm sure he does want it every night because he probably has been craving it for a long time and never had the courage to ask you. So what I would do is make a schedule and say, okay, these are the nights we're going to do bottom stuff, and the rest of the time we're going to do normal sex stuff. And schedule it if you have to. I keep saying this over and over. It sounds unsexy, but what that does is it allows him to know that he's going to get his bottom stuff, and so he doesn't have to get into bed every night hoping he can convince you to do this for him. And it doesn't mean that every night you're going to get in bed hoping he doesn't ask for it again, because what you'd really like is penis and vagina sex and back to some normal old sex, which you kind of miss at this point, since he's wanting it every night. The every night thing? No, not okay. So schedule it. That way you both know when you're going to get what you want, which that way you can kind of relax and you can get through the nights when you're not getting exactly what you want. I get that there's definitely some pleasure in it for you. But the other thing that really jumped out at me was at the end when you said he prefers that you don't masturbate and he's having a hard time getting hard for penis and vagina sex. The masturbation thing was jumped out at me a whole lot more than the not being able to get hard for penis and vagina sex. I have a very hard time with a partner who says they don't like their partner to masturbate. I think the more masturbation, the better, really, unless you can't perform for your partner. I mean, if a guy jerks off all the time and then he can't get it hard to fuck his girlfriend or wife, that's one thing. But, you know, women don't have to get hard to perform. So I don't see any reason why he should feel any bad feelings, any fears, any concerns, why it should fucking bother him at all. I don't get that. I have a very hard time with people saying, no, I don't want you to masturbate. It's almost like they're saying, I want to be able to be everything to you. So clearly, you don't need to masturbate. Women have this attitude more often than men. This is surprising to me that he has this attitude. And usually, it is combined with perhaps very conservative views, religious views, perhaps, even though you guys sound like you're quite open in terms of sexuality, especially with this latest turn of events. But you need to slow things down, schedule it, and this whole masturbation thing needs to be solved somehow. Don't know what to say about him not being able to get hard for penis and vagina sex. It could be that he's just so distracted by exploring all the things he's wanted to for so long that he doesn't have much of a desire to do penis and vagina sex. But you know what? You can make the "we have to do penis and vagina sex" as a price of admission for you fucking him. And if he's having a hard time getting hard, then maybe he's jerking off. I mean, I perhaps am sticking my foot in my mouth here and I'm taking the perfectly wrong approach, because I know that with men not getting hard, it's a very disturbing thing. It's an emotionally upsetting thing for a lot of men. They kind of freak out. And as Dan Savage likes to say, it's all in your head. It's like believing in Tinkerbell. You know, if you stop worrying about it, then it'll get hard. So maybe what he's doing is he would really rather be getting fucked and playing his bitch boy games with you, which he loves, as opposed to fucking you. But still, you guys need to come to some sort of a compromise there, because you're not getting what you need. And if this is not possible for him right now, one of the ways in which he can actually do this, and I've mentioned this before in my podcast, is he can actually put a strap-on. I don't know if the same one that you have will fit him, but he can put a strap-on and fuck you to your heart's desire for as long as you want, with any size of toy that you want. There's an advantage to that. It's sort of like, okay, if your cock's not working, that's fine. That'll work itself out. You don't make a big deal about it, but you say, but I still need to get fucked, honey. And I really would like it to be with you, like on top of me, missionary, or however you like to get fucked the most, whatever your favorite position is. So buy a strap-on that he can wear and have him use it on you. Make sure it's a good one. Don't get the TPR sleeves and stuff like that. Probably a good choice would be the spare parts harness. They have a harness called the Deuce, and it has two holes. The bottom one is for his cock and balls, and then the top one is to hold a toy. So if his isn't working, then he can put a toy in the top one, and his dangly bits are not going to get smushed, or they're not going to be in the way, because it'll sit above where his cock sits. And like I say, he can fuck you to his heart's content. and you to your heart's content, even more importantly, because it's awesome that you are so game to do all these things with him, and the sissy panties, and the bitch boy, and the fucking in the ass, and the bottom stuff. So you need to be really assertive about what you want, and perhaps that will help him not feel badly about what he's asking you to do. But still, you know, the slowing down thing is important. When I think about people communicating, the words always come to my mind, and I think, why can't they just talk to their partner? So the words that come to my mind are, okay, so I'm actually really excited that we're exploring all this stuff, and clearly you've wanted me to play with your ass for some time, and I'm glad we're having such a good time with it, and I need things to slow down a little bit, because this is a lot for me to process. It feels like our sex life has kind of done a 180, and that I have been submissive to you for a while, and all of a sudden you're asking to be submissive to me. Now, this is not something that I'm opposed to, but it is taking some adjustment. And there are other parts of our sex life that I feel are being a bit neglected because we're concentrating so much on your butt stuff. So perhaps those are some words that might help. Good luck with working everything out. But I've given you all the suggestions I've got, and I hope it works out. It sounds like it's just a rough point in the beginning. It does. I think you both will be just fine. But hey, girlfriend, stand up for yourself. Dick in the pussy, that's what you need. And if it's not his dick, it's a fake one. Let him know you need it. Okay, thanks for writing in. Hey, Ruby, I discovered your site when I was doing some research on the topic of strap-on sex, which, thanks to you, I learned a lot about it, and also that it was called pegging. I love my girlfriend of 1.5 years, and she and I have progressively gotten into anal play and sex on her, and just play on me with fingers and limited use of a vibrator, which I enjoyed, but would have been too embarrassed to initiate myself. The other night, while she was using the vibrator on me, she whispered that she would like to use a strap-on on me, and that I would like it too. I agreed, but was a little uneasy inside. What if I was limp the whole time? Who should buy it? What should I get? I've been playing with prostate massage on my own since we started getting into anal, but have never been successful to come that way, and was nervous about letting her loose on me. Anyway, bottom line, I got over my concerns thanks to you. I didn't understand how she would get any pleasure out of it, and now I think I do, thanks to your podcasts. I can't find any other site as helpful or enjoyable as yours. Additional suggestions? I bought a Jacques harness and a Tantus Leisure dildo, and we are going to play in the next week or so. She was excited that I got it, and that I complimented her on that I thought she would look sexy in it and showed support for her idea, and was excited about it. I told her over the phone that I got it, and she hasn't seen it yet. But I told her we would use it when she felt it was right, and that I was looking forward to our new experience. She assured me that she would be careful and use a lot of lube. Very sweet. While still nervous, I have already used the dildo a little by myself to get used to it, and it feels comfortable, but a little bigger than the 1-inch vibe, but still good and softer, and also worked with a couple of lubes. Astroglide gel seems to be the best, and I hope it's healthy to use for this activity. Being in my late 40s, you don't run across first times very often, and this one will be exciting. I will let you know how it goes. Please have more letters from women on your podcasts, because it really helps us guys understand the other side. Thanks for the great information. Oh, awesome, awesome. So, let's see. You were afraid you would be limp the whole time. Let me offer you some reassurance if you haven't found this information on my website yet or my podcasts. Men have the whole spectrum of reactions to getting their ass fucked. Sometimes their cocks stay hard the whole time. Sometimes their erections come and go. And sometimes they couldn't get hard if their life depended on it. All of those are perfectly normal. You could be the guy who's limp the whole time, and it's totally okay. Just make sure that she knows it's normal, because women are used to looking for a hard cock as an indicator if a man's having a good time. This is not an accurate indicator during pegging. Not an accurate indicator at all. So it's okay if you're limp the whole time. It's totally okay. It's still probably going to feel a fucking amazing, right? So that's the first thing I wanted to tell you. And let's see. It sounds like a dream. Most guys dream, right? She's there and she whispers in your ear, I want to try a strap-on with you. I would like it, and I think you would too. You know how many men dream of that? Oh my God, you're lucky. So that is totally, totally awesome. Glad you got over the concerns. I'm really glad that you are using the toy on yourself. That's such a smart thing to do, because to just wait and just never have that thing inside you until the actual act with your partner, I think it goes a whole lot more smoothly if you do some self-exploration and use the toy yourself and play with it and see what it feels like. So let's see here. Astroglide gel. No, that's crap. Don't use it. It's not good. It's got a whole bunch of stuff in it that's not good. It is probably the most well-known sexual lubricant, unfortunately, but it's shit. So, the very best lube out there for you is Sliquid Silk, not the organic kind, just the regular kind, and you will find a link to that in my Linkorama. I love what you said about being in your late 40s, you don't run across very many first times, and this is going to be exciting. Yes, the older you get, the more difficult it is to find firsts, and yes, undoubtedly, this one will definitely be exciting. And I'm excited for you. Thanks for writing in and telling us about this, kind of like you're right on the verge and you're exploring and you're not quite there yet. So you are welcome that I have all that information for you there on my website. That's exactly why it's there. My goal in this world is to spread more pleasure in this world by offering up all this information about pegging and giving couples one more choice to put in their sexual treasure chest by teaching them all about pegging. And to, you know, interestingly enough, to give couples who have been around the block a bunch of times a whole new thing to experience, brand new stuff. Like you were saying, it's another first. So good luck to you. I hope everything goes swimmingly. Please do let us know. Okay, this is one of those rare times when the first letter came and then the second letter came talking about the actual act itself from the same guy, okay? So guess where we are now? Pegging celebration time. Thanks for responding to my earlier email about my upcoming initiation into the world of pegging. Well, it was a very exciting and beautiful weekend and our first time pegging. While I could write a book on my first experience, I will try my best to share what a beautiful experience it was. I have been excited all week anticipating her coming over for the weekend and showing her the harness and dildo I bought for her so she could realize her desire to use a strap-on on me. I was still very nervous and uneasy about showing her and what her reaction would be, even though this was her idea in the first place. The social conditioning against strap-on sex on a guy is hard to forget, and I was concerned about whether she would think it was too big for a straight guy, and why could I take so much, or what if she questioned why I am so willing to do it now. All this worry was unnecessary. Oh my God, what a great and exciting night. We had been saying a quick comment here and there during the week about my recent purchase and the future experience. She came up for the weekend, and in all of our normal conversations that day, all I could think about in my mind was when would be the right time to show her and how do we start. When we were making love that afternoon, she started by going down on me and really getting into it, and she was taking her time. She also started playing with my ass by gently running her finger over my hole while staring into my eyes and sucking me. She started pressing more firmly and smiling because she knew I was really enjoying it. After a while, I could see that she was really enjoying playing with my ass and was really turned on. I handed her the lube so she could enter me with her fingers, which encouraged her to get more adventurous. She took it very willingly and went quickly to work, driving me wild and staring into my eyes as she pumped her finger into me to the hilt. I still didn't have the courage to initiate it at this point. I wasn't sure if I should, since I originally left the timing up to her when we last spoke. She then started pushing my legs back further and inched up and put her thighs under my legs a little. She slightly pumped her hips at the same time she pumped her finger into me more. This was new. Nice. I saw where this might be headed, so I encouraged her myself by putting my hands on her ass and she in turn inched closer and pumped her hips more. This continued, and I grabbed her ass tighter until finally I told her, "I can't hold off any longer, and I want you to take me now." She smiled, and in a genuine, surprised voice said, "Are you sure you want to?" And I said, "Oh, yes." I brought it out, and she asked me to put the harness on her, and my heart was pumping, because I knew it was going to be incredible. She looked so hot, and I made sure to tell her so. I got on the bed and lay on my back and turned on the vibrator on the Tantus Leisure dildo. We agreed that I would put the lube on it and that I would tell her whenever I wanted more. I wasn't scared at all. Practicing in advance with the dildo and various lubes made all the difference because I knew it wasn't going to hurt and that I could take it and relax. She entered me without a problem, and we slowly found our way together. We kissed the whole time and smiled as we shared a new experience for the first time together. We kept telling each other how much we loved each other during our lovemaking. We always do this. The tempo increased and it felt incredible. I couldn't believe that my girlfriend was making love to me by pumping my ass with a strap on, and I loved every minute of it. I couldn't get enough of it and was hooked immediately. A funny thing started to happen, however. Her pace started to quicken after a while, and she started to really breathe harder. It seemed very familiar, and yes, she started to come. No, it sounds like a fictional story, but she did. I couldn't believe this happened to us, and she has come each time since. The friction from the Jacques harness and the vibrations caused her to explode, and she became limp on top of me for a change after an orgasm. Talk about role reversal. She jokingly said, "Honey, I just came inside you, ha ha." The weekend was a blur, and we pegged each day. There was no pain or soreness, just extreme pleasure and love. The real eye-opener was that she confessed that she was really surprised on how things transpired because she thought I wanted to take it slow, and so she was expecting it to be weeks before we would try. And I wasn't sure when she wanted to, and was very nervous about initiating. We joked, shared thoughts, and future possible exploits that will build on this experience, including role play, among other things. It is like there is no topic to be self-conscious about, and we both feel safe in expressing new ideas. I can see that she's becoming more expressive in her desires and feelings, which is a big turn-on for me. I feel safer now to express how much I enjoy anal sex, and I'm not bashful about telling her that it really turns me on to watch her pump into me. We now joke about how she will now just take control when she wants. While great before our relationship, our lovemaking has taken another big step and grown even more special. I see pegging as a constant in our lives now. I love being totally vulnerable to her, and she loves the fact she is not only blowing my mind, but she really enjoys being in control and taking me as well. We awoke one morning and started kissing and playing, and while going down on me, she said she was tempted to warm me up for some pegging, but we didn't have the time. What a difference a week makes. We went from sheepishly discussing it to now it is a wonderful part of our relationship. I would stress to any man interested in pegging to do your homework, practice by yourself in advance to get rid of the fears, and then support the other emotionally, start to finish. Make sure the dildo is very comfortable for you and that the harness is very good quality so she will feel sexy too. Stress that this should be a sensual experience with candles and romance for at least the first few times before you get crazy. I absolutely love her unconditionally, and letting her take control and surrendering myself to her makes me love her even more. What a liberating experience. Thanks, Ruby. Oh, I totally got a case of the feels here for you guys. I really do. Thank you so much for writing in and telling that story so eloquently and thoroughly and with all of the feelings involved and everything that you were worried about and how it all felt. I was going to say the exact same thing that you actually finished with. This is one of the reasons that I suggest that men try it. You know, you can relax. You know you can take that toy, exactly like you said. You know you can take the toy, so it's not a matter of, oh my God, is she going to hurt me? You know, what's going to happen? Because you're familiar. You've had it inside you. You know how it feels. Practice with it a little bit first and make sure you know what it's like to have that in there so that you can relax when it actually happens with her and she's got it strapped onto her body. I also love how you emphasize really good equipment. It can make or break this experience, people. It really, really can. We even heard somebody earlier in the podcast talking about how they had such a hard time in the beginning because they had a cheap double ender, which of course they thought would work without a harness, and it was falling out. That's not fun. It's really not fun. That was actually one of my earlier experiences with a guy who had a Fieldo, and he brought it. And I tried to keep it in and tried to fuck him for about a minute, maybe two. And I said, nah, this is not working. This is not going to happen. And it was so difficult to keep in there. It was impossible for me. So yeah, no fun at all. Far, far cry from actually enjoying the experience. And it didn't put me off pegging. Goodness, I'd done a little bit before that with other guys, so I knew that I liked it. But it was the first I'd actually heard of the Fieldo. That was a long time ago. So, good for you. Good equipment. And good communication, you two. Really want to give you kudos for that. You have some excellent communication. An excellent way of sort of instinctively supporting each other emotionally. It was just delightful to hear how much of a sensual, loving experience this was for you. And you know, you did recommend that the first couple of times be all romantic with candles. That isn't necessarily for everybody, but I get your point. I would say, at the very least, make sure the first few times are rather gentle and exploratory. Don't go straight to your fantasies, even if romance is not really part of your fantasy about being pegged. The very first time you get pegged, you don't want it to be a slam-bam thing, because that's not what works best for the ash. You do need to do some exploration and check it out, and also allow for her learning curve. Thank you very much for writing this in. It made my day. I read the whole thing aloud, and you know, I scanned it when you sent it in, because it was just a couple of days ago that I got it, and I didn't really read it in detail until right now. So yeah, the feels are happening, man. I'm really happy for you both. Happy pegging for sure to you guys. Okay, here is the last letter. Hey, Ruby Rider, sorry to randomly bother you. I was curious to know if there are any safe alternative anal numbing agents other than the crazy expensive lotions and lubes at local porn stores. Thank you for your time. Sorry to bother you. It's not I can't afford it, but if there's an alternative to relax it and help you enjoy it more, then why not try it? Thank you again. Here's what I wrote this guy. Not a problem. I'm going to read this on my podcast that I'm working on right now, anonymously, of course, and I'm going to do a blog post because this is such an important topic. Here are the reasons not to use an anal numbing agent. Number one, pain is an indicator. You want to know if you're feeling pain, because if you are, you're doing it wrong. Number two, without pain as an indicator, you run the risk of causing damage such as anal fissures, which you definitely do not want to mess with. And I actually gave him a link to anal fissures on Wikipedia, and I'm going to put that in the link around because this is a very serious thing, people. Number three, if you are putting something in your ass to experience the pleasure of prostate stimulation, you are going to numb the prostate along with your anus if you use an anal numbing agent. Number four, relaxing herbal sprays do exist for anal play. Adventure Relaxing Anal Spray by Intimate Organics is one of them. There are no anesthetic ingredients. I have not personally used this, but many people love it. And then I'm going to link to the link RAM on that one because we do sell it through enticeme.com. Make sure you use the coupon code Ruby for 20% off. And we're going to leave it there. I'm talking fast because I'm trying to really squeeze all this in. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get it all in one podcast. So there are links on my blog for you to follow me on Twitter at Ruby_Rider on Facebook. My page gets a thrill every time it gets a new like, and you guys are giving me thrills daily, I swear. You can subscribe to my blog there as well. There's a link for that and the iTunes links to listen to this podcast on iTunes. My podcast is also available through various podcast downloader apps, or you can stream it directly from right there from my blog. The blog post has a little link. You just click on it and boom, you are hearing me talk to you. When you check out the products I talk about in the podcast, please do use that coupon code for Ruby for 20% off. You can call me at 805-500-6544 and say anything you like. Or you can write down anything you like and send it to me, ruby@peggingparadise.com. Thank you for downloading and listening. You're all the best. Happy pegging!